Women have been oppressed in different ways than men. They have been taught in the past to hide their abilities and how smart they are. At the same time, they learn early to nurture and please men, to be the little woman behind a great man, often at their own expense. As mothers, wives, daughters, and sisters, many women have been hurt by men, sometimes by an absent or abusive father. Do you understand the depths of this pain? You have suffered from the repression of women as well, for their gifts to the world have been limited and undervalued by inflexible patriarchal rules. Limiting women to Kinder, Kusch, and Kirsch, or children, kitchen, and church, destroys your own capacity for wholeness, as well as damaging them. The mountains surrounding Tibet are the pillars of the sky, the fixing pegs of the earth, serving as metaphors of the individual's quest for enlightenment. In Tibetan mythology, five great goddesses live in rainbow-lit places on top of the highest Himalayan peaks. One is the goddess of Mount Everest. Another is the long life woman who rides a white snow lion and holds a magical arrow with a mirror of clear consciousness and a vase of water with a flaming gem. Like sisters, these goddesses look after their people and inspire them to maintain a life of dynamic balance, beautiful and rugged, expansive yet not wasteful, appreciative of art and rooted in the basic necessities of life. Looking to the future and yet respectful of the ancient ways. Sister consciousness is deeply affectionate yet strong and capable of transforming the power of attraction, including sexual energies, into whatever is needed to move the mind towards enlightenment. If you grew up with sisters, they taught you much about both the positive and negative aspects of male-female relationships. This card now emerges because the archetypal energy of the inner sister available to all men can teach you about the strong capacity women have to focus their awareness on what is meaningful to them. Sometimes they do this by separating from men, joining with other heroines to help change how women are treated. Or they withdraw inward, living alone without the distraction of men. They may take on traditional male qualities, becoming competitive and forceful. The shadow sister knows girls can also be mean and manipulative, competing viciously for men, engaging in relational bullying. What energetic, strong women do you know? In what ways are they powerful, or like the sisters in your family? And how and where in your body do you react to them? Your sister can also offer insights about vulnerability and being receptive to the great unconscious oceans within you. By staying grounded in herself while she simultaneously casts a diffuse net of attention on others, she can discern subtle nuances of feeling, pick up the gestalt of a situation, and send out diffuse feelers that let her hear a baby's cry in the middle of a loud party. A woman is always balancing intimate relationships with her outer world pursuits, and at different points in her life will focus more in one direction than the other. You have much to learn from sisterhood about being generative in both relationships and meaningful work. The sister card invites you to accept that women are often a sea of mystery, and relationship with them as equals are not always harmonious. Their rhythms seem so different, their ability to communicate with each other seemingly effortless, their capacity for expressing feelings threatening. Are you afraid of powerful women? Do you allow their strengths to contribute to who you are becoming? This card has appeared now because you are more willing to accept the sister within and to expand and deepen non-sexual bonds with women. You want to be capable of having many different kinds of relationships with women: strong friendships, nurturing working relationships, respectful acquaintances, and if you are heterosexual, long-term soul mating or episodic romantic involvement. Your inner sister reminds you that women continue to be oppressed in modern society. They make less money for the same work and often disproportionately bear the burdens of both work and family. As single parents who raise sons alone, they may find the lack of supportive male friends particularly frustrating. Do you contribute to such wounds? She reminds you to be especially sensitive when you work the eighth of the 12 steps. Made a list of all the people we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. As you emerge into a new definition of maleness, honor women for the liberation they have achieved and for the struggles they still embrace as they move from victimization to empowerment. As your sisters balance being competent, independent, and self-sufficient with being bonded, attentive, and receptive to others, they create new paradigms of interdependence. They have much to teach you.